has been suspended by the team. He was cleared after an internal review and says the scrutiny on his family has been very trying. He was speaking at a news conference and our reporter Sadia Chowdhury was listening.
You almost feel that he wants to talk about it because he said, I'm the only one that's been named. I can't talk about it. There are all sorts of confidentiality restrictions stopping me from speaking about it. And while other people are having things leaked, I'm here abiding by these restrictions.
Scotland's Justice Secretary has confirmed there will be an independent public inquiry into how police responded to the murder of Emma Caldwell in Glasgow. It took almost nearly 20 years for serial rapist Ian Packer to be jailed. Amma Anwar is the solicitor acting on behalf of Margaret Caldwell, Emma's mother.
Strathclyde Police and Police Scotland, let me be clear, brought shame on their uniform. They betrayed their duty to protect life. They sabotaged the case against Ian Packer and they have blood on their hands.
The mother, whose baby was found dead in a shopping bag, has told the Old Bailey she didn't harm her newborn daughter, Victoria, and gave her the best care. Constance Martin is accused of manslaughter, along with her partner, Mark Gordon. The PCS union's balloting its members across the civil service over pay, pensions and job security. It's demanding what it calls an inflation-proofed increase, which includes a living wage of £15 an hour and perks like a shorter working week. The Foreign Secretary is insisting peace can be achieved in Ukraine's war with Russia by delivering the munitions needed for Kiev to win on the battlefield. Lord Cameron discussed the supply of medium and longer range missiles with his German counterpart. And Halifax says average UK house prices went up for the fifth month in a row. They rose by 0.4% in February. A typical home now costs nearly £292,000. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
Thanks, Tim.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight we'll see areas of thicker cloud moving for most. It should be generally dry though, but patches of drizzle cannot be ruled out. It's going to be a breezy night with overnight lows of freeze. Now, on Friday, we're going to see cloud to start, but this will soon break up to reveal some sunshine. Yay! It's going to be a mild Friday and a breezy one with highs of 9.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Well, it's Thursday. It's after 5. It's Michelle's theme tune. Get by yourself. Drive's own guru, well-being coach slash yoga teacher. Michelle, hello.
All around.
Yeah. How are you? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Just all been very, very busy here this week. So, yeah, all good, though.
I know. The weeks just fly by. What's going on here?
I know. Time flies lately. I know. It's a lovely day, though, today. It's been lovely.
It is.
So, we found out a little bit what you got in store, but not properly, though. You said we're going to be doing some exercises.
I can see you looking across. I can't see for now.
I should put my long distance glasses on. I can read what's
my
going
chicken
on.
Scroll.
Yeah. So what have you got in store for us today, Michelle Spencer?
So another question I often frequently get from loved ones, right, for their loved ones, mm-hmm, so children, adult children, saying, my mom or dad has limited mobility. Can they do yoga? And the answer, of course, is, of course,
yes,
you can.
I knew that one. Don't get a point.
That's it. And so some people might be confused. What do we mean by limited mobility? So limited mobility just means you can move, but you're unable to walk for long distances. So you can maybe walk a few steps, but that's about it. So you can get maybe from one chair to the other, but that's the max. Usually you're using something to aid you in walking.
Sure.
And same with standing independently. You can't stand independently for more than about a minute. Mm-hmm. So, again, you need something to support you. So that's what we're talking about when we talk about limited mobility.
Right.
So, of course, if you are a frequent listener, you know we've done chair yoga before. So, and it is the perfect way to get exercise in your system. And when we talk about chair yoga, we're not just talking about chair exercise. So there's chair exercise classes you can do, yeah. And that's just that. But remember, when we talk about yoga, there's different aspects to yoga. Yoga isn't just the exercises. Yoga also involves the breathing and the relaxation, the mindfulness side of it as well. So, and actually, it's quite a good activity to do if you've got that limited mobility for a few reasons. Mm. One of them being it's a good way to socialize with others. So often, I was looking up some facts, and one of them, one of the things about limited mobility is that you really have a hard time getting out and about. Mm. Not, I mean, for obvious reasons, but also using public transport. Sure. So if you don't have anyone at home supporting you, you're at home and you've got limited mobility, it's hard to get out and about. And I was reading that apparently most pedestrians who are over the age of 65 find it hard to cross at the lights in the time limit that you're given in that time frame.
Really? Yeah, over 65.
So that's not even everyone who would be classed as limited mobility. And then I'm sure this is the U.S., but it was about, in the U.S., there's about 19 million people who are classed as having limited mobility.
Wow.
So that's a lot of people that, I think if you're stuck in your home, especially post-pandemic, that social side of it is really, really important to keep us going. It's more, and it's not just about being physically fit. And I always say that about the yoga. It's about coming together with that community side of it. So coming to a chair yoga class is really good for that aspect of it. Get you out there.
Yeah.
Also releases those endorphins, and endorphins are our feel-good hormones. So gets us all happy, gets us moving. That's why I'm always hyper after teaching a yoga class. And also yoga, we were talking about, it teaches you really good breathing techniques. So sometimes when we're, again, stuck sitting in a chair or sitting for a long time, we kind of lose sense of our posture, and we can hunch over, and we're not, and especially if we're talking about breathing, we want to sit upright and we want a full use of our lungs and lung capacity. And Joe sits up. Excuse me.
And Michelle coughs.
Michelle chokes to death. But yeah, so if coming to a chair yoga class will teach you some breathing techniques. And again, it doesn't have to be hardcore, you know, what we would call skull shining breath. Mm-hmm. That's for another day. But it's just teaching you how to use your lungs again. And again, and like I said before, lungs are a muscle. So you're exercising those. And again, yoga is about flexibility a lot of times, so we're increasing our range of motion, even if it is just sitting still. So we're going to do a little bit of chair yoga. And I've got new moves. I've got new moves.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Muscles I've not probably used in years.
I love watching people warm up before yoga. It cracks.
Does everybody do things differently?
I have lots of people who come to my classes, and I can tell if you're new because you sit there in the corner warming up. I'm like, what are you doing?
I don't know. It's just an automatic thing. I always sort of roll my elbows.
I must give this impression that I'm going to make you like work really hard, sweat, get that water out.
Right. Okay. So where do we start then?
So, and this, if you're at home or you're in the office, you can participate as usual. So let's just, we're going to sit today in our chairs, and I need to adjust myself. So we're going to come to the edge of the chair.
Right.
So wherever you're at, whatever kind of chair you're using, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Just coming more to the edge of the chair. Mm-hmm. Ideally, if it's a rolling chair, like in mine and Joe's case, we should lock the wheels, but we need the wheels rolling so we can move away from the equipment. So one other thing I want to say is a lot of people go, oh, I don't want to go to chair yoga class. It's too easy. And I'm just going to preface this with, when I did chair yoga with class with my regular yogis, they actually found it a lot harder than regular yoga because you're in such a position that sometimes you can stretch deeper into some of those areas that you normally would try to compensate if you weren't. So don't think that chair yoga is necessarily easier. And I saw someone write that down. I go, no, chair yoga is not always easy.
So you dispel all these myths, Michelle.
Yeah, so you do get a good workout out of it. So let's start. So something basic we can call bird wings. So bird wings. We just, we're going to start with our hands down by our side, palms facing up. Mm-hmm. And as you breathe in, so you're going to add the breath in. You inhale, lift the hands up so the hands, palms come together. And then as we exhale, we flip the palms, press the palms back down towards the floor, towards our side.
Oh, nice and easy.
Yes, nice and easy. You should do about 10 times and use the breath. So you breathe in, lift up. And as you breathe out, you bring them back down again.
Well, that's a nice one.
That is a really nice one. Just to get, you know, blood flowing in the arms. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I said, it's really good even if you're sitting in the office. Mm. Another one we could do then is shoulder circles. So again, you're just lifting and rolling the shoulders back. And again, it's all about the posture too. So I'm sitting at the edge of my chair. My spine is nice and tall. So again, you're working that posture as well. So it's not just slouched in the chair sitting back.
Mm-hmm.
So another one we can do is down dog.
Oh, right, yeah.
I was going to do that with you the other week, and we never got around to it. No. So down dog in a chair is actually quite, it's easier to do than on the floor, to be fair, I think it is. Anyways, so from here, what we're going to do, we're going to extend both legs out, straighten the knees, heels to the floor,
right.
Toes point up.
Okay, so we're not put our feet on the floor. They are literally up off the floor.
No, my heels are on. Yeah, my heels are on the floor. Toes point up to the ceiling.
Right, I've got you. So heels are on the floor, so we're nice and
stable. My legs are straight.
Got that, right. Good.
And then you just bring the arms out, stretch them out in front of you, and flex the fingertips straight up towards the ceiling as well. And you can just imagine you're pressing something away from you, so you're engaging the muscles.
Oh, I've just seen how old my hands look now as I'm looking at them.
Hand cream. It's just the hand cream we need.
Yeah.
And then, again, just hold it for about 10 breaths, and whatever your breaths are. So for some people, my 10 breaths tend to be about 10 minutes. And then we just relax. So that's our down dog.
Oh. So where does that sort of help with
For some people, it'll be just, again, flexing through the wrists.
Right.
And like I said, so again, if you've got limited mobility, it'll be different, right? Mm. So you'll feel more tension through the arms. So if you're flexing the hands and pressing away from you.
Yeah. It's as if basically you're facing the wall and you've got your hands pressed against the wall. That's kind of what it looks at. Right?
And then your feet, if they're extended long the knees are straight. So you should get a bit of a stretch to the hamstrings, the back of the legs, toes pointing up. So you get a stretch to the ankles as well.
Yeah. That's nice and simple, especially if you are at a desk all day.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't move. You're just working constantly, right? So that's perfect.
That's it.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. And then let's just do one more. So we can do our goddess. So goddess, we've done goddess before, but I love this one. So it's just bringing the knees wider than the chair. So you're bringing the knees 45 degrees out, pointing 45 degrees from the corners of your chair.
Yeah.
Toes point out. So imagine you're doing a seated plié.
Yeah.
Right?
I didn't know what
or seated haka. Imagine you're going to do the haka. All right. Now we're on Joe's terminology.
Sports, I'm okay. Haka. What's the plie? Is that
ballet.
Like ballet? Okay. Right. Okay.
So, again, and if you're sitting on the edge of the chair right away, you should feel a stretch through the hips, the groin.
Yeah, totally.
And thighs. And then we're going to lift the elbows up. Arms are going to come into a cactus shape. Fingertips point to the ceiling again. Yeah. But again, so often what I see is people drop the elbows, but lift the elbows so they're in line with the shoulder. So again, you're using that strength and squeeze the belly button.
It's as if you put your hands up. You know, when they say hands up, you put your hands up.
Like that's it. Yeah. And the knees are pointing out.
Yeah.
And then this is the one sometimes I get people to do faces like the haka. You're like,
okay.
Tongue sticks out.
I won't be doing that with the camera. No. So what, do you hold the pose?
So you can hold that again, or you can just lift, and or we can, what the other thing we can do here is we can squeeze the arms in and out. So we're pressing the forearms in towards each other, palms the hands in towards each other, and then out. So as if you were doing chest press at the gym.
Yeah, I've got you, So it's just basically putting your arms out. Bringing your hands together in front of you, really.
Yeah.
So that's what it does. Yeah, okay.
So that would be the exercise portion of the class.
And you do as much as you possibly can.
That's
so even if you can only do it for a couple of minutes, all of them, then that's it's better than nothing, right?
That's it. And then usually we end with a little bit of relaxation at the end. So again, it's, you just sit there, come back to the breath, just even breathing, the breathing in, breathing out. And so you can do about an hour of this or 40 minutes. It depends on the class, but I would recommend finding a class, actually. Yeah. And again, it's for the community side of it. And And then those people who are kind of like, well, actually, it sounds all right, but I think I want a bit more. So with chair yoga, same thing. You can do some standing postures with it. And again, if you want to work on the weight bearing, we can use this chair to support us.
Yeah. Perfect. Michelle, again.
You've smashed it out of the park, haven't you? Yes. So I can't wait for next week. But, well, you've kind of shaken up the last 45 minutes of the show because I do have a shake it off session usually. And the shake it off session, we normally hear this first. And then the next track that comes on after that, we dance like there's no one watching. But what have you asked for today?
I've asked to shake it off, just to add that movement into our daily lives.
And how can I say no? Michelle, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Michelle's episode will be up over the weekend with all the relevant links. Michelle, thanks so much.
You're welcome. See you next week. So thanks for that, Michelle. That was Shake It Off with Taylor Swift. Now, coming up, we've got the ads, but let's have a listen to Guess the Intro again.
Guess the Intro.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under-16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
baby, I'm ready to go. Well, let's have a look at the travel, shall we?
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, on the M11 northbound, one lane is still closed due to an accident at Junction 5. That's Loughton. Congestion now back to Junction 4. That's the A406 North Circuit if you are heading that way. In Great Baddow, Baddow Road closed due to a gas leak in Harlow. Traffic signals not working at Junction of Gildon Way and the Old Oak Way. That's at the Hamburger roundabout. Love the name of that roundabout. A130 southbound, slow approaching Fairglen Interchange. A127 eastbound, slow traffic between Neverden Interchange and the Fairglen Interchange. Also on Danbury, slow traffic on Main Road eastbound between Riffins Lane and Well Lane. A120 eastbound, slow traffic at Galley's Corner, a lot closer to home in Bedford. Slow traffic on Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road towards High Street at Wilson's Corner. Usual traffic as well coming out of London back into Essex. Let's head over to Colchester. Slow traffic on East Street eastbound between Brook Street and St Andrew's Street. So we can't miss out Southend as well. So slow moving traffic on London Road eastbound. That's the A13 between Westbourne Grove and Victoria Avenue. On the rail is okay and the tube has a good service everywhere. But of course the Northern Line, the underground station, is still closed at Kentish Town due to engineering works. That's it from the travel updates from me. Now, new track, one from the Phoenix FM A-list. It's Shed 7 with Talk of the Town.
Yeah. could say one thing and you would say three, just to be different naturally.
Let's go, girls.
I'm feeling alright. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions. Make no conditions. Get a little out of line. I ain't gonna act politically correct. I only wanna have a good time. Like a woman. Hey! The girls need a break tonight. We're gonna take the chance to get out of the town. We don't need romance. We only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our head down. The best thing about a being like a woman. Like a woman.
If you love country music, make sure to get your weekly dose on Thursday nights by listening to The Night Shift, hosted by me, Madeline, playing all of the latest tracks that country music has to offer each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
If you like country music, if you like Shania Twain, then you will love The Night Shift at 10 p.m. tonight with Madeline Christie. If you just heard there, but a special guest this week is Birmingham singer-songwriter Thomas Kavanagh. He's currently on tour at the moment as well, so you'll be finding out everything about him, as well as having another
couple of hours of brilliant country music. Before that, we've got Bumper to Bumper with our Gareth Williams from the 1960s onwards with all the lovely indie and alternate that we love. Before that, we've got John Chubb as well. I gave a shout earlier with a non-league hour, an hour of our local non-league football teams as well. See everything that's going on locally. And before that, taking over for me is Darren Mutu. Again, gave a shout out earlier, but there's no harm doing it again. And he's going to be chatting to author Tom Brooks tonight about his new book, The Batmaker of Copenhagen. So all that's coming up. See, too good for you here on Phoenix FM. Now, let's fancy one from the 70s. Oh, it's a toe tapper, isn't it, this one? I did, didn't I? Now, I don't even know that's in the 60s. Actually, it's from 1965. That was Stevie Wonder, the marvellous Stevie Wonder, I should say, with Uptight, Everything's All Right, in brackets as well, from 1966, as I said. Now, I did play Taylor Dane, I think, on Monday, but it is the Queen's birthday, as we call her, if you do love that sort of music from the 80s. She was born this day on 1962. If it's your birthday, hope you're having an absolutely brilliant one. This one's for you.
Emotion overload.
So it's Taylor Dane. Happy birthday. I know she's listening to Phoenix FM over here in Essex. Right, that was Taylor Dane. I should say, tell it to my heart. Now let's have a quick look at an event that's happening on Monday.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Right, so every Monday, actually, and Monday the 11th of March is the next one's coming up. Phoenix FM, overnight night, yes, at the Essex Arms. As soon as you come out of Brentwood Station, turn left and you're right there. It's actually hosted by our own Kevin Piggott. From 8pm till 10pm, it kicks off. But obviously, you can get there a little bit earlier just to settle yourself in, get yourself a drink and sit down and admire everybody else around you that's singing. And what actually Kevin does, he records. Holds some and he plays a selection on his Sunday sessions. So get your guitar out, dust it off, get your vocal cords ready, start rehearsing, and then on Monday you can go to the Phoenix FM open mic night the weekend after. You might even be hearing yourself on the show.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now got a short break and then we are coming back with Sabrina Carpenter and we'll have a little chat with our Darren as well, find out what's going on tonight.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100k in March, in your own time and at your own pace. All in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Oh, not another tip. Oh, it's like that. I'm your dream come true when it's on a platter for you. Then you pull back. I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance. Slam the door, hit ignore. Saying no, 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 no more. Got you blocked after this, an afterthought.
Sorry for your loss.
So
That's another one from our A-list. And if you want to go, you can have a look on phoenixfm.com. Have a look at the music, or and it could be A-list. There's all the latest music, and scroll along. You'll find thousands and thousands of brilliant tracks that you can request for Drive. Now, opposite me, lovely bloke. I'm only saying that because he's in front of me. It's Darren Mouton. Hello, Darren.
How are you?
Yeah, all good. Thanks. It's towards the end of the week as well, so you always get me on a better day, to be fair.
Well,
yeah.
You've had a bit of a week, haven't you?
I know. There's been loads going on, to be fair. Yeah, Fatima Whitbread was lovely.
Fatima Whitbread.
MBE was absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
So I will say, because when, you know, I've been lucky enough to meet so many people, not just obviously from Phoenix FM, but, you know, of course yourself, Darren, as well. But you know what I'm going to say to you? Some people switch it on and switch it off, don't they, when they're on air? But what you see is what you get with Fatima Whitbread. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Star. Absolute star. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
People have often said I'm a male version of Fatima Whitbread in that respect.
It's because you're so strong. That's what it is. Yeah.
Well, you want to see me with a javelin?
I was going to say, I've seen you with a dart. Anyway, Darren, come, you've got guests on tonight, haven't you?
Yes. There's loads to talk about tonight. England have had another shocker in their test match out in India. Looks like they're on the way home by the looks of the way they're playing.
Oh, is it?
But yeah, I've got a really good guest on tonight. A guy called Tim Brooks, who is... He sort of writes a lot of stuff for the papers and on blogs and whatever else, and he's just written a book called The Batmaker of Copenhagen.
Brilliant name, isn't it?
I know, and I got sent an advance copy by his publisher, because I'm so well-known in the cricketing world, me.
I know.
And I thought, what's this all about? And it was a covering letter, blah, if you want to do any interviews, all that kind of stuff. And it's basically set in wartime Denmark.
All right.
So it's a bit of a thriller against the background of Nazi occupation. And this guy is at a cricket club, and they literally run out of bats. They can't, because of the war, they can't get anything brought in. So he goes on a mission to make his own.
Oh.
And it's a great story, because while he's going around trying to find Willow and all of this and the other bits of music, the Gestapo think he's up to something. And they start following him. So it's a really good story. So I'll be talking to the writer, Tim Brooks, about that. It's out on the 1st of April. But, really, really good stuff. So if you like your thrillers, you like your wartime stuff, you like the sound of a Spitfire going over the top, this is for you.
Yes, even if you're not into cricket.
It's not really, it's what he's doing, but it's not cricket heavy at all. It's more about... being chased by the Nazis,
Oh, that's a brilliant story. It's a definitely original one. I've not heard anything like that before, to be fair.
I know. So he's joining me tonight. And, that's sort of the usual news and chat and whatever else, bit of music, birthdays of the week, all of that. So.
I know. Oh, have you been a busy boy as well this week?
I'm always a busy boy.
You are, it's because you're so popular.
Well, I've not filled in on any shows on Phoenix this week, so it's been a bit... bit less busy on that front, but I'm always running around chasing off the kids and doing this, that and the other. Did my reggae show last night, I know, and some people like that. I get nice feedback on that one. It's a good late night listen, that.
Well, it is, because it's all stuff that you're like, it's somewhere in the back of your brain sometimes, you know, especially around like the 70s and 80s in East London, especially.
The 60s.
You know, I know I'm getting on a bit, but blimey. Yes, yeah, so
you're
it's
a mere youth compared to me.
Oh, thank you, Darren. That's why we love you.
The only person I look up to on that front is Scott Ross.
Oh, don't, how long have you been at Phoenix then, Darren?
I've been at Phoenix 5 years now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Does it feel like that or a lot longer? I'm not.
I better not say on it. When you ask me that, I think, 5 years. So in some ways it seems like it's ages. In other ways it seems, blimey, that long already. But it's whistling through.
Oh, no, but it's amazing what you do. Because, I mean, I'm not into cricket, as you know that. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, I just haven't got the time to sort of, capacity to kind of take it in. But every time you talk about it, I can see you're so passionate about it that I'm actually, like, interested in actually looking at what's going on the scores and things like that now. So, I blame you now. I've got even less time than I used to have before. So there we go. So I'll be on the women's women's cricket soon. You watch, but yeah.
Well, yeah, like in all sport, it's women's sport is making leaps and bounds here, and with the football, but also I've been talking a bit about the women's cricket tonight as well. So
there you go. I must have known. Anyway, so Darren, you'll be taking over from me in roughly six, 7 minutes now. Anyway, thanks, Darren. So stick around because you know it's going to be a brilliant show. But we're going to have Busted one of these days, and then we're going to finish off with our guest intro.
Hey, I ain't seen you lately, and that's okay. And don't act like I've been saying something new. I've been saying it forever. If I call you up in a minute, even if you didn't hear it, would you hand me back when you see it? It's okay.
We're going to be having someone from the Brentwood Running Club as well, talking about St. Francis Hospice. Can't wait. All for tomorrow. Stick around for Darren. Thanks so much for your requests. And I'm going to leave you with Paul Simon. You can call me Al. Yes, that was the guest, the intro. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away in my well-lit door. Just a beer melon, beer melon. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model? Now that my role model is gone, gone. He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'd be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty. Call me out, call me out.
is a foreign man. He is surrounded by the sound, sound. Cattle in the marketplace, scattering the oranges. He looks around, around. He sees angels in the architecture, spinning in infinity. He says, "Angels, hallelujah! If you would be my bodyguard."
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.